This is 5 Minute Friday, a time to help you focus on positivity, intentionality, thoughtfulness, and growth. And now, Dr. Glenn Krieger.
Good morning, orthopreneurs. And this is a new episode of your 5 Minute Friday. And today's a great day. Why? I don't know. Every day is a great day. I know not all of you feel that way, but hopefully you'll join me in believing that you can affect your future. And just like the post I put on the Orthopreneurs Facebook group yesterday, you know, you have the ability to set that energy out, have a great day. So that's not what today is about. Today's 5 Minute Friday is not about just setting out great energy. I'm hoping you're going to do that. I guarantee you, like my post yesterday, if you put great energy out into the world, great things are going to happen to you today. I swear. And you see those people who are like, oh, today's going to be a crappy day. I can't believe all the bad things that happened to me. It's been a tough week. Everybody doesn't like me. And you know what? Good things don't happen there. Don't be Eeyore, okay? Be Tigger. Not so crazy, but put some good, you know, good juju, as they say, out into the universe, and it will come back to you. Now, that's not what I want to talk about today. Today, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you to look internally at yourself and be honest. And I mean honest, okay? So what I talk about, don't just take it at face value and say, I can't believe he said that. I want you to stop and breathe and take in what I say. Because today is about you. Today is about what's keeping you from hitting your next level. And I'm going to be real. I'm going to pull out my inner Gary Vaynerchuk. And if you don't know who Gary V is, go find him online, because he will change your life. And he's real. And he's honest. And he doesn't put up with BS. And he curses a lot, which I won't do today. But he and I are kindred spirits. We share the same birthday. I've met him multiple times. And he doesn't take excuses. And today, I am Glenn V, okay? I am not taking excuses. So I want you to look at your life and see what's keeping you from having your dream practice life. Now, you may want to have a better practice. You may want to have a better home life. You may want to be a better swimmer. You may want to be a better runner. You may want to play the guitar better. And I'm guilty of what I'm about to tell you as much as any of you. But today, I'm not taking any crap. I don't want to hear any excuses from you. If I say to you, I've got a webinar for you to jump on, or I've got a course I want you to attend, because you take this course, it's going to change your practice life. And you say, well, I can't. That's the night I promised my spouse that I would bathe the baby. And I said, 6 weeks in advance, you can't take off from bathing the baby? Now, let's be honest. I got 3 kids. I bathe the baby. But if there are times there are things more important than bathing the baby. I'm sorry. I have a hard time with this. Oh, I can't. 8 weeks from now, that's the day I've got to take my daughter to her volleyball game. Now, assuming that you're not a single parent living in a state away from anybody who can help you and you have no friends who are on the team who can take your daughter, I get it. But let's be honest. There are excuses being made by us that we buy into. I can't do this because... BS. If I had your favorite band in town one night only, and I said, I got tickets, you'd find a way to go. And if I said, I've got the greatest meal in North American history for you to come to, you'd find a way to go. And if I said, I've got a pot with $1 million in it waiting for you to come pick it up, you'd figure out a way to go. So don't give me these excuses of, I have to be home with the family that night, or I've got to take my daughter to a game that night, or I've got something special I've got to do that night, when I'm giving you 6, 8, 12, 16 weeks of notice on these things. Or if I say to you, there's a book you need to read. Oh, I don't have any time on the weekends. Really? You look at the things you do on the weekend and you can't find the time? So now you got to make a choice. Is it about priorities or is it about excuses? Because you can't have both. If you're going to sit there and tell me, I have trouble with my team. I wish I had a better team. And I say to you, what have you done about your HR policies? What have you done about tweaking the ads? What have you done about going out and making cards to give out to people who are smile-forward, service-oriented people to have them join your team? What about updating your website to have that on there? Oh, I just don't have the time. Be S. You can skip the fantasy football league this year and you can spend that equivalent time on your practice. You might say, my practice isn't growing. I need more new patients. Great. What have you done to develop a marketing plan? What are you doing to go out and give lectures to local moms and PTA groups? What are you doing to create partnerships in the community? What are you doing to learn more about SEO or hire an SEO company? What are you doing about creating a better website or starting a podcast or doing a local blog or getting involved with mommy bloggers? I'm too busy. BS. I don't want to hear it. Again, priorities versus excuses. And I am guilty of this as much as you. So I'm telling you, stop it with the excuses. If there's a webinar, if there's a course, if there's an event, if there's something you can be doing, don't fall into the simple excuse that's mundane, routine, day-to-day tasks. I know people who are busier than anybody I know. And you know what? They find a way to get their life done and build their practice or business life. I was on the phone last night with the CEO of a company that's probably worth about $2 billion. And we spoke at 10:30 at night. You know why? He needed to be at his son's game. He didn't say, I can't do it because I'm at my son's game. Can I do it after my son's game? Yeah, but I'm so tired at 10:30. Excuses or priorities? And that's the name of today. Does this sound like tough love? Absolutely, because I care about you. And if we fall into the mundane tasks and say, well, you know what? I need to do this thing and I can't grow my practice that night. I can't do whatever. I get it, but understand you're going to get out what you put in. So I'm not asking you to skip football practice with your kids every day. I'm not asking you to skip dinner with your spouse and your family. I'm not asking you to give up your training for the triathlon. What I am saying is be balanced in the cross of life. If you're driving your life really strong for your family, for your faith, for other things, your work life needs to be a part of it. Because as the story goes that I tell you every time about this, when I had a friend who I used to practice with, who at 5 o'clock came into my office and I said, hey man, you should do this one thing. He goes, nope, I got to get home to my family. I make a promise. I'm home every day at 5 o'clock. And I said to him, really? So if a patient came in right now who is going to pay you $5,000, he's not an orthodontist, $5,000 for 1 hour's worth of the work of what you need to do, you'd say no? Absolutely. I got to get home to my family. And I said, do you realize being an hour late to your family that one night doesn't break any sort of bond or trust you've created with them, but the $5,000 you just got allows you to take your family for a week to Disneyland. I said, doesn't that mean anything? Nope, I gave them my word. I'd be home every night at 5 o'clock. And I say, that's where excuses are priorities. Sure, you came home at 5 o'clock that night, but do you think 20 years from now, your kids are gonna say, dad came home every night at 5 o'clock? Oh, except that one time, he didn't come home at 5 o'clock. He came home at 6:15. Do you think they're going to say that? Or do you think they're going to say, my dad came home every night at 5 o'clock. And one time he took us on a trip to Disneyland. So again, priorities or excuses, right? You can do this stuff. But what I want you to do is lean into that one thing you've been avoiding for a while and that you've been making excuses about, that one thing that you want to work on for your practice or for your life. I don't really want to get started with it. And for those of you who wrote a master's thesis, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'll start it tomorrow. Oh, I'll do the research tomorrow. I got to go do this thing tonight. And that thing might have been playing basketball with friends or a girl's night watching movies or whatever it might have been. So lean into that thing you need to do, get it done, get it started, and feel the joy of accomplishment when you're done, because your life is going to be better as a result. So again, sorry for the tough love today. You know how much I love each and every one of you. You know how committed I am to each and every one of you. And I really want to see you at Orthopreneurs Summit in October. We have literally over 1,000 people attending. It's going to be remarkable. The lineup, if you go, is going to take you to the next level in your practice so you can be more profitable, so you can lead a lower stress life, and so you can be a better mother, father, son, daughter, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend when you come back. Because my goal is for you to work as little in your practice, making as much out of your practice, and allowing you to have the best life outside your practice that you can have. Go to opsummit2021.com. Sign up now. I think there's about 100 spots left, and then it is D-U-N. Have a wonderful day. I love all of you, and I wish you a great day.